My name is Ethan. I am 11 years old. Today is November 11th, and I'm 2022, and I'm speaking with Yushan, who is my mom's coworker. I am recording this interview in San Diego, California. How are you doing?
That's good.
What was your favorite subject in middle school?
Math.
Do you have any interesting facts about you that you'd like to share?
Interesting facts. For example?
Like, just any interesting facts about you, like what your hobbies, stuff like that.
So I would say engineering is my hobby. I start getting exposed to electronics when I was 11 years old. My dad sent me to a electronic school at 11, and since then I become something I really like to do. I really enjoy learning about electronics and eventually become my career.
Okay.
For my whole life.
What did you think you were going to be when you grew up, when you're growing up?
What I would like to be when I was a little kid, or what I would like to be when I
detailed question.
Yeah.
Like, what did you think you were gonna be when you grew up when you were a kid?
So I was a little kid, and so during that time was Apollo 11. So every kid wanted to be an astronaut. That's how I was want to be when I was a really little kid, like 7 years old, even younger than you. As I become older, I get interested in electronics. I want to be an engineer. And my dad is an engineer too, so I really enjoy engineering work. I like to build stuff.
Can you tell me about what you do for a living?
Okay, I work for Broadcom, semiconductor company, designing chips for set-top box.
Do you have any favorite stories from working at Broadcom, or just in general?
That's a tough question. Interesting stories.
Or just like ones that you like.
Well, I enjoy working in Broadcom because Broadcom philosophy is always be number one in what we do. And I'm myself a very competitive person. So I want my whole group to be competitive. We want to be number one. And your mom is one of them.
Can you describe a time when you felt especially satisfied with what you do?
Hmm?
Can you describe a time when you felt satisfied with your work?
Timeline. Maybe elaborate what that means.
Can you describe like when you felt satisfied with your work? Like a time when you felt satisfied with your work?
I would say I'm always satisfied when I work on technical problems. Whatever I get challenged, that's when I get satisfied.
Do you like your job?
Of course.
Is there anything else that you'd like to share?
You can ask me any questions.
Okay, can you describe more about the engineering school and how it affected you?
So, engineering school, I would say, at least my own personal experience, there are two types of engineering school. One is very theoretical, one is very practical. So my undergraduate was very practical engineering school. And when I go to graduate school, it's very theoretical. So that was a very hard transition for me. But once you get both types of skills together, you actually become better engineers, because you will become very analytical what you do. But it's a very difficult transition, because when you go to analytical type of schools, you have to be very good at very complex mathematics. And when you don't have that kind of background in the undergraduate, you have a big catch up to do, which is quite difficult.
Okay. Can you tell me about how you ended up doing, like, your work? Can you tell me about how you ended up doing semiconductor stuff?
So Broadcom is my second company. My first company is working for HP, designing end products, where go from photo printers to plotters. So it's end product. And part of my job back then was doing system architectures for these end products. And one part of the subsystem of the system architecture is semiconductor chip, SoC we call it, system on chip designs. And after many years working for HP, I want to do something different. So I joined Broadcom, just focus on system on chip designs.
How did you decide to change what you wanted to be from being an astronaut to being an engineer?
I think mainly because I'm pretty good at mathematics. And once I got exposed by the electronic training schools, I really like that kind of work. I like to build things. And going through that process at 11, start building amplifiers, physically building electronics, be able to troubleshoot radios at 13 years old, become very hands-on. You see things happening, you build things, and that really interests me. So since then, I want to build things.
What are you proudest of doing?
What I'm proud of? So, quite a few things, right? I always want to be number one in the world. So the few things I did in life, especially in the chip design field, and computer architecture is some of the things I was the first in the world I did do. Even when I was quite young, I was my first invention was in when I was 26 years old, relatively young.
What was your first invention?
My first invention is a large format plotter. So if you guys know the big giant machine that will print out drawings, print out large posters, that's the product I work on. So that's my very first inventions. You actually have patents and also published paper for that.
What is your largest project that you've worked on?
That was my largest project, my whole life. Very complex project. Yeah. Actually, the product is actually end up in the technology in Smithsonian's in Washington, D.C., one of the most innovative products in the 20th century.
Can you describe more about how your favorite subject in middle school affected you?
So I was a lazy guy, so I was fortunate that math is quite natural to me. So there's one subject I don't have to study. So I'm a very lazy person. I don't like any other things I have to study a lot. So math, I can just go in there, do the test, I do pretty well in math without studying. That's when I was a little kid. But when I get older, I start seeing the advantage of knowing math to apply to what you do in engineering, then make that connections. That become very fascinating, actually.
You mentioned that your dad sent you to engineering school when you were 11. What was it like?
It was very difficult because all my classmates was in the 20s. I was the only guy who was 11. I was a little kid. Then they teach you some fundamental math that I don't even expose to. So that's probably the hardest thing. I was building things, I don't even know what I'm building. Right. So that's probably the most difficult one. It's too early at my age to have that kind of knowledge, to go through that kind of training. And that take me a couple of years to pick that up. As a kid, it's very difficult. But that's probably the best thing I've ever happened in my life. Because that become part of my career, part of my hobby, and so on.
Do you have any other hobbies except for engineering?
Sure. I like photography when I was young. I took some photography trainings back in when I was in teenagers. I like playing music. I play guitar. I can play acoustic guitar, electric guitar, bass guitar. I play in the church. So I like music a lot. But it's more of a hobby than engineering.
What do you think semiconductors will evolve into?
I think semiconductor will eventually evolve into some other technology that's not semiconductor. Because the way that the technology evolves is almost hitting the what we call law of physics limits. So you will get to a point where it cannot be further reduced in terms of transistor size. Then they need something else. And actually quite a few things that people are looking into that is not semiconductor.
Can you tell me about your worst day at work?
Worst day at work? I don't have any worst day at work. I enjoy working
or
with
like
my colleagues.
Or like your least favorite day at work?
Least favorite
or like
days?
Or most difficult?
Most difficult? Actually, I don't. I literally, that's true. I joined all the people I work with in my group. And I don't have a worst day. I see every day is a challenge. Even though there are different type of challenge, it could be very difficult situations, but I'm a problem solver. I go there and solve problems.
Can you describe why you like your job so much?
Because I see it as a hobby. Very important. You have to like what you do. It's not work. It's not there. It's not there to just make money and support your family. But you have to love what you do. It's very important. You need to have passion.
Okay. Is there anything else that you'd like to share?
That's pretty much summarized what my whole life, I guess. Yeah. But bottom line, like I said, you need to have passions in your life.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the funniest thing that happened while you were working?
Funniest things? I think working for Broadcom is quite stressful. So I don't think there's anything that's funny about it. Maybe your mom can comment on me.
Or like random things. Or like unexpected things.
Unexpected things?
Like the most unexpected thing that happened while you were working.
Unexpected things. For semiconductor company, we are quite self-driven. So we are very process-oriented. So it's very routine kind of work. So usually we don't have this like where one day become doing something else. We don't have such a thing. Yeah. But we do have fun. We have a lot of fun working together.
Hey, what's your favorite part about working in semiconductors?
Do the things that other people cannot do. You want to be number one. There's no such thing called number two in semiconductor. You have to be number one.
Can you tell me about your average day at work?
In terms of time or in terms of what I do?
Like your average day about what you do.
What I do, I attend a lot of meetings, many meetings, whole days of meetings. Sometimes for the same time, 1 hour, I have multiple meetings at the same time to decide which one to go to. I manage a very large group of people, so I have to make sure all the projects are on track. And it do require a lot of long hours working.
Can you describe your favorite project that you've worked on?
Every project is my favorite. That's it. You have passions, you will love everything you do. That doesn't matter if it's big or small projects. You always treat it as a challenge. And you're there for as an engineer to solve problems.
Okay, then can you tell me about the most difficult challenge that you've worked on? Like the most difficult thing that you've worked on?
The most difficult things. It's all relative. I don't think I can find one project that's difficult. A lot of projects are quite difficult, but different type of difficulties.
Okay.
So there's no one project that you define difficulties.
Okay. If you could do any other type of work, what would you do?
Other type of work would I do? I think, like I say, engineering is my passion. I think that's what I will do even when I retire. I will do something related to design, inventions, and so on. Right? I like music. I will probably want to learn more about getting better to play guitar, for example. Those are things I never have a chance that to get better. So that might be something I want to do. I want to learn drums. I never had a chance to learn drums. So those are the things I want to do.
What's your most favorite, famous project that you've worked on?
My most famous project was the one, you know, when I was young, when the last one my blogger, when I was 26 years old. Yes. That's actually the one that I'm most proud of. Because it defined the whole industry. Basically, it wiped out the whole industry, that product. Yeah.
Can you describe more about what that product did?
So that product, so in the 80s, there are many technology does these last format plotters. That basically is a last, we call it E-size paper, D-size paper. The paper is 36 inches wide by 44 inches wide. You print drawing, technical drawings, like architectural drawings. So during that time, there are many technologies, the laser technology, the electrostatic technology, there's pen plotter technologies. And this particular product, we use inkjet, which has the same, similar performance as a large electrostatic plotter, we call it, which can plot a very large paper in 2 or 3 minutes, but at 1/4 the cost. Using inkjet technologies.
How long did that take you to develop?
28 months. See, when you like your projects, you like what you do, you know exactly how long it takes.
What was the most difficult part about making that project?
The most difficult part is because the schedule is quite short, that everything you do has to be perfect the first time. So do it right the first time. So we spend a lot of time preparing and analyzing things because there's no room for mistakes. And that product line turned into $1 billion business.
What was your favorite part about working on your favorite project?
The best part is to work with the group of people that work well together as a team. They help each other out. They are not just your colleagues, you turn into your friends.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, welcome.
Don't.